Pod Clubhouse.
This is Caroline with Daily Review.
Hey, y'all, it's Aisha with Pod Clubhouse.
Today we are talking about Survivor Winners at War, Episode 3, Out for Blood.
They are out for blood. It's time. It's time, people.
Sharks in the water. Blood's in the water. Everybody's circling. And Tony's just grabbing them by the tail and running around on the beach with it.
And nobody's peeing in the water. Just kidding. They're pooping. Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. They're called aqua poops.
Hey. Is that the real term?
That's what I was. Yeah. I like texted you like, aqua, oh, my God. I think it's called aqua dump.
Aqua dump. I'm for that over the jungle poop.
Over the jungle poop?
Yeah.
What's that one?
I guess where you poop in the jungle and then you cover it up with dirt. Is that like camping poop? I don't know. I have no idea. I am not an outdoors girl. Guess what?
Not an avid
outdoors woman.
Not even a little bit. No.
No. People know.
Hilarious. All right. So let's jump into this episode. Last episode, we were talking about Ethan.
We ended. Mm-hmm. Let's just recall.
Okay. For all of you faithful listeners
of our whole two, we ended last week's episode on Ethan because I was like, hey, let's just focus on my man Ethan from Africa. And boo, what happened?
I think you put a big fat jinx on him.
I will never talk about anybody I love anymore.
Go, jinxy.
I jinxed him and it's done. Well, for now. And I'm super, super bummed. I have that on my notes, bummed, underlined with an exclamation point because he was really great. You know what? Well, I guess he realized his fault at that point. Aligning with the wrong person that was getting targeted.
Yeah.
But more to come on that when we get to the tribal portion.
Yes.
I would like to ask you a question.
Oh, and I want to give you a big fat answer.
Strategically.
Yeah.
Would you ever think it's okay to tell the person that you want to vote out that you're going to vote them out or you're going to vote their number one out of the game? Like, let's say our little friend Adam did. With Rob and just started the whole mess. He really literally jumbled up the game.
He did jumble up the game. I guess you have to walk that line of giving just enough truth in situations where you seem somewhat trustworthy, balance it with, you know, an equal part of bullshit, right?
Right, yeah.
But things have to be sort of wrapped in like a truth package most of the time. I don't know if you can go around Rob in these situations.
No.
Like, is it more smart to go directly to Rob and say, this is the plan, rather than have him march up to you in the jungle?
And when demand it, when which he would.
When you're taking your aqua dump and he marches over to you and says, like, did you say poverty or whatever? Then you're like,
You know the motto, don't bullshit a bullshitter.
Oh, I'm well familiar with that.
Are you?
That is
Rob. Like, he's not, don't bullshit him. Like, best come with the truth or don't come at all because it's not going to work. So you're right. He probably would march up and find out and confront him about it. And Adam, in the beginning, like, I was thinking, okay, Adam's got some sort of, these are some smart moves he's making. I thought maybe with him doing the same, playing the same move that he did, that Rob played with Danny in episode one or the first couple episodes, how Rob confronted Danny with the truth. I thought maybe if Adam did the same thing with him, it might work. But then Rob was like, absolutely not. You are not taking out my number one. Now we're coming for you.
I think
he thought.
Yeah, right. I think that the idea that anyone is playing in Rob's world. I was like, shocker, Adam. You're not invited to the party.
I think Adam was like hurt. He was butthurt. He was like, what? It didn't work. Like, but you know what? It's not a, he might have set himself up for long term, a little bit longer.
Because Rob may come
back around. Because he may value the fact that this guy's sneaky enough and smart enough to start pulling some crap like this. Maybe he could be useful.
Okay.
Even though he was trying to go for his people and he did, in the end, get one of his people that he's aligned with off. You know what? It may still work. So I'm not going to put Adam out to pasture just yet. I think he's got some tricks up his sleeve. He's a little sly, little minx.
He's a little worm.
He's a little wormy.
Yeah, he's a little wormy. He's a little worm on. So, I could see that. I could see that Adam Adam could go further along. Now that we're talking about him, you know he's dead.
We've already put a hex.
Put the curse.
What should we call it when we've talked about somebody?
Shit,
We put a bad omen on them.
Well, bad juju.
Bad juju up
I'm
on
it.
I'm
afraid we might put some bad. I really feel for Ethan. I'm a little nervous that we did juju him out. So.
Well, I will never say I love anybody again. Okay. Gosh.
You know, that's probably a good life's lesson for you. You keep your love in your pants.
Keep my love. Keep it to myself.
And don't be telling
anybody. Fine then.
Exactly.
Nobody wants it. I'll keep it.
Everyone wants it. I'm just saying maybe you shouldn't pass it around. That's all.
Nobody wants it. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, what's next? Let's go to the whole edge of extinction. Want to talk about that?
I do. I want to talk about two women, actually. I want to talk about Natalie and I want to talk about Sarah when it comes to this idol play and having to get around, or advantages is sort of more than just idols. Natalie was so clever in this.
Again.
Yes. In her actions and the way she had to handle Amber and Danny and like play that game of like, I'm very interested in this combination lock and also not at all interested in no worries.
How did she do? I don't know how she did that. Where they're all like, well, I'm not going back up there again.
Danny was hilarious. When she said that, I was like, well, that seemed like a
bald-faced
lie.
What else do you have to do, Danny?
Right. I mean, it seemed like an obvious lie, right?
Oh, you think? Well, oh, okay. I believe
why
it.
Would you make such a dumb proclamation? I'm never going up to
I'm never going back up there, even though I have nothing else to do on this beach.
And it's like the only clue we have going. What the frig? Give me a break. It was stupid. Was, okay. I think that if
so
Danny,
that was clearly.
Yeah, if she had made a move, then we would have followed her from that point on. But she didn't. So we just left her, you know, like hanging out there, just having said this dumbass remark, you know. But Natalie, okay, not only did she figure out that numbers were around the camp.
Right.
But additionally, I thought that when she figured out that the shells were the key. Mm-hmm. The way that she hucked one of them into the grass.
That was smart.
And smashed the other one.
Super smart.
Whoa, Natalie. That was next level.
Because they don't even know she got it.
No. And they don't even know to look at the shells. And even if they did know to look at the shells.
Crazy.
You know,
I wouldn't have done that. I don't think I would have. She played, what's it, offense and defense at the same time.
Yeah. I would have run off with my shells.
I would have been like, where can I stick these?
But it would not have occurred to me to especially smash the shells, because that is the most smart move to do. Because if they can't find the other shells, then that's easy for someone to look at the other people and get suspicious. Like, y'all, all the shells were sitting here on the freaking area.
I know.
Like, how's one just go missing? Right. But to smash the shells and have it have the wrong numbers. That's insurmountable. How do you ever, you don't know that
or they could have thought that production took it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Maybe. It could have been anything. Like, if they're gone, there's a reason they're gone, right?
Right.
Oh, production must have come back and taken it for some odd reason.
It would make me suspicious.
Where are the shells? Excuse me. I put it right here.
I'd be like pushing the other girls in the sports bras being like, where's my shells, people?
I put it right here and it's gone. I know. Oh, so that was very smart.
What did you think about the advantage that she got?
It's a steal a vote advantage. So they're going to be worth something for sure on the island. So, I mean, sending it over to Sarah.
Yeah. Would you have chosen Sarah?
So on the show, they said that Sarah had done the exact same thing during her season.
Mm-hmm.
Is Natalie that smart to know that? Is that why she picked her?
I'm going with yes on that front.
Because if it is.
Yeah. I mean, if she successfully used the steal a vote, then you feel like she is the best person to give it to, especially given these parameters of having to sneak to the other island, get it out of the torch, bring it back, all this kind of stuff. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to. Let me rephrase this. Was there any stipulation in it that said, and if you are seen and or caught, somehow the advantage is nullified?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, obviously, the best case scenario is no one sees you and you get out totally stealth.
I think you just got to grab it.
Right. But if someone did wake up and walk over. And
I've
was
never
like,
seen that happen
And was
before.
Like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, hey, well, I got this clue and I'm supposed to be looking for something. So just like, shut up.
She'd be like, can you help me find it?
Like, well, yeah. And
hey, Ben, I know you've opened one eye because you thought you heard something in the jungle. But then you were like, oh, it's cool. I'm going back to bed. outside in the jungle, even though I just heard something totally rattle me.
I don't know if
awake.
I would get up or not. And she was saying that she was totally clattering all of the things and like making a big noise, doing all these kinds of things. It was like, are you kidding me over there? I mean, I guess it has to be that way. It just has to be that way.
Are you raising an eyebrow on production on this?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Me too. Well, a little bit. Like, I'm me too. Mine's like, my hackles are up a little bit. Like, okay. Are we to believe nobody really got up? And any time that this is ever, if a fan knows or whatever, and we're not thinking of it, let us know. Because every time I've watched this exact scenario where they have to go steal something from the other tribe, nobody's ever gotten caught. They've actually gotten away with it.
Well, and especially the way that they had the motorboat like coming up, like it was like motor making noise.
It wasn't a paddle boat. It was an actual motorboat.
Right? And it was like, if you were sleeping, think about this. Think about the concept of how pretty quiet, actually, the jungle area probably really is at night. Of course, you hear the waves and
stuff. The waves, yeah.
There is no fucking way you don't hear a boat coming because you're excited. And maybe there's a challenge in the middle of the night. Like, things are crazy. We don't know.
And do these people really, truly sleep
hard? I can't think they sleep that hard.
I would be like on alert 24/7.
I would think. So, I don't know. What I was wondering is just if it just nothing happens to you. If they do find you in their area,
I don't think so.
Does it matter?
You know what? There are a bunch of things that have happened on Survivor that I'm like, wow, there's no actual rule against that, i.e. talking at tribal, like actually like whispering in people's ears. I never thought that that was allowed. I never thought you could do that. Nobody thought they could until that season when everybody was like doing it. And then people were like floored, like, whoa, we can do this? Hell yeah. Let's start discussing while Jeff's interviewing other people during tribal. So, I mean, it's all up for grabs. It's all good, man. Who knows? Maybe somebody will test that theory one day. Not today.
I'm just kidding. Well, so if you were Sarah, would you have gone over and done this? Would you have just...
Hell yeah.
Okay, ditto.
Sarah's a cop, one, and I love that she, like, got Tony to be, like, rubbing ashes on her face.
Oh, my God.
That was so freaking funny.
And he's, like, trying to give her little tips. He's like... He's like, okay, so here's what you're going to want to do. It's like
spit
dude,
on this.
Shut up.
Just spit all these ashes. Let me rub it in your face. And then they blew it in their face. I was dying. I was like, this is like Dumb and Dumber right now. Like, what is going on? But anyway, I'm telling you, Tony is he provides so much comic relief on this show. It's not even on purpose. It's just him.
Yeah.
But.
He's that so funny. But I like that he's kind of changed from like how you were kind of saying that, you know, he was definitely going to annoy people, which he definitely will. I like how his annoying factor has turned into like comic relief.
Right.
Like that was a nice like switch for him where it's not just like you're an idiot, but it's more like you're hilarious.
You gotta make us all laugh with your craziness.
And his think sharp. Of how many times I kind of wonder if production or if this is just Tony, like he had no need to be a part of that shark situation. You didn't really have to.
Well,
but he was really funny once he got involved. You knew there was going to be antics.
Okay, can we talk about just real quick, Tony?
Yeah,
Tony has, so the shark, right? So he reaches in and grabs it. Nobody else was going to reach in. This is what I noticed about him. He goes balls out for everything. During the challenge, they were like, Tony's up the ladder. Like the way he climbed up the ladder and fell down the ladder, he does not fear anything. He goes full out on everything, including holding a freaking shark that was about to gnaw off his hand. If that shark had been any bigger, it could have literally jumped up and grabbed, like, bit his wrist.
Okay.
This fool was running around. Like,
I just had the funniest visual of him grabbing the shark, running onto the beach, running to his makeshift ladder and like climbing to the top of it and like waving the shark. But then this ladder like breaks and he falls down. Like, but he still just like gets up like a little boy and like just scurries around with it. I mean, it was so funny when like later one of his tribe mates, I want to say it was Tyler, was like, said something like, you know, the best way to like go against a shark is get him on land. And it was like, yeah, Tyson. And he was like, yeah, I totally did that.
Yeah, like, yeah. Did you see
like
me?
Laughing. Yeah.
Anyway, really hurts moving me. On. He's hurts just so guts. Like.
So Natalie is MVP as far as I'm concerned in terms of advantages
just
and her
smart
actions.
And
she did so good. I hope that she.
Physical too.
Is able to play it out where like that combination lock thing is still sitting up there, right? So don't you have to continuously go back up there and kind of fake like you're still working on it or something? Because once it goes away, doesn't Amber and Danny know that someone must have solved the riddle?
I have no idea.
Because they have,
I have no idea what they're going to do.
Do you get what I'm saying?
If they'll just assume that for the next one, it'll just disappear. They probably have some sort of like deadline, you know? Okay, well, here's our next clue, because you've got to have another one.
Right.
Or are they just going to just keep building them up and just have them all out there and people thinking that they've not gotten any of them?
They could totally.
I think they all, come on, they got to know at this point.
I mean, you would think, but at the same time, doesn't that like wreck like a lot of this anonymity of it all? If you.
Well, you know somebody has it, but you don't know who. It's still anonymous. You don't know.
There's only three people.
I mean, was it you?
One person is smiling all the time.
Well, maybe don't smile so much.
Oh my gosh, Natalie, good luck on that. I'm kind of curious if you guys are listening. I'm really curious if you guys have an idea of like, what do they do? Does the combination lock thing just wander away in the night, or does it get replaced, or does it keep getting replaced with other things? How does this work? What do they do? I'm super curious.
Details, details, details.
Deets we to should come.
Deets to come. Moving on to the challenge.
Yeah, let's talk about old Sandra. I have a big, fat question mark for you on this. Now, I know you are the resident expert in Survivor. I want to understand, is it cool to continuously sit out? Because the hell, Sandra?
First of all, I thought you're not allowed to sit out on back-to-back challenges.
I thought not either.
Did she not sit out last week?
I thought she did.
So here's my theory.
Okay.
On Sandra.
Let's go.
I think she's going to play the I'm going to sit out so many challenges and do shit and still stay in the game and use that at the end and say something like, I didn't even have to do any of this stuff and I just got, you know, take it all the way to the end with the challenges, blah, blah, blah. I worked my magic. In a way, that's my theory. And then part of me believes that, and part of me is like, she can't be that silly. Like, she can't be that, like, she's not going to use that, right? She's the queen. She's supposed to be like, well, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm having a revelation.
Okay.
As a queen myself.
Yes, as you are.
You would command your subjects to do their your bidding. Do you not?
Yeah. Oh, hells yeah. Do you know how many times I have said the leader's work is to get the workers to do the work?
So maybe that is her plan all along.
I would really like to see the part. You know, most of the time when they have a challenge, they don't show you the conversation about who is going to sit out a challenge. Like Jeff will say, you guys decide amongst yourselves.
Yeah, they just edit
that out.
And
then they just edit and they go.
Yeah.
I would really like to see, especially like on this next challenge, if Sandra fucking sits out, I want to see everyone else's faces when she's like, I'm going to go ahead and sit out. Y'all good. Because she gets to eat those chicken kebabs when they win.
She sure does.
You know she's eating all the chicken kebabs. Chicky kebabs in her face.
In her face. Well, I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
So this is already suspect. I'm really wondering if she's not shown any like injury or some reason why she needs to be sitting out. I think it's kind of crazy that she is. And DeCall has won three out of the four challenges, two of which for sure Sandra sat out.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes me wonder, like, if they do add her back into the mix, is she going to end up like weakening them?
Physically? I don't know. I mean, it's possible. It is possible.
Very, very curious. Okay, what did you think about the fact that Rob sucked ass again with that rope tossing?
Whoa.
No, I got to talk
Slow
about that rope tossing.
Oh, at the rope tossing?
Tossing.
Yeah. Why did then Ben took it up and he looked like a buffoon. And you think that he's got a cowboy hat. He knows how to lasso
rope
some rope.
Bit, right. You know, I just had this discussion with someone because someone else used the word roping. Right. And I said,
what?
Yes. See, I love that you say that because, okay, here's the key, you guys. Okay. Within country music, the concept of roping and riding is a thing, okay? But we live in Texas, the largest rodeo in the world, and they don't call it roping. Not to my knowledge.
What do they call it?
What you just said, when you said he tried to
lasso yeah.
The thing, like, we would have referred to it as lassoing the thing, not roping.
Roping.
I wouldn't have called it that. And so it's so funny because I got stuck in that situation. Like, I checked myself. Like, I was like, wait. I guess in the song, people do say roping and riding, but then now, thank God,
well, it sounds better.
You immediately said lasso. You didn't say roping.
Roping and riding sounds better than lassoing. It's way sexier. Sure,
it sounds cute. Okay, like we're roping, we're riding, we're having some snacks, and then sex and whatever, like, whatever we're doing. Like I get it. It like goes together, but. But there's, oh God, fellow Texan, I'm just so happy that you just like didn't say that at all. And I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God I'm not crazy.
Well, you are a little crazy, but.
I know, but in a good way. Not in a I'm stupid, I don't know what to call things way.
Oh my gosh. Well, so they, after they get back on the whole, like the challenge and they do everything, they get to the end, Rob gets on the puzzle and Michelle. And they start going at it, right? I have to say, this challenge was good because they both fought. Both teams fought so hard.
They really did.
And it came down to seconds. And it was heartbreaking that like they just really couldn't pull it out. They really wanted that win. And they couldn't get it. And
man, when Sarah's big piece there, that big chunk
fell out. I was like, oh,
yes,
I know.
Yes. I feel like all Survivor fans, everyone went like, no.
Yeah.
It was. They all made some sort of crazy monkey sound like.
Just hold your breath. Just hold it. Just like, not really sure.
It was super
but then
funny.
It was like, oh, they were not. They had like four pieces or something left. They, even though it came down to the end, they were really.
They did take it.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just like, oh well, bummer.
So chicken kebabs for DeKal. Go kebab. Eat chickies.
According to my Persian friends, kebab.
Oh, kebab. Kebab. Okay. Let's okay.
I mean, fine. You can say it kebab like Americans.
Kebab. Kebab.
Kebab.
Kebab.
That's what I was told. I mean, I could be totally wrong.
Is this like the roping and the lassoing thing? Like we've been duped that it's called kebabs and everyone else is not calling it that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hilarious. You know, that is, hold on. I do want to make mention now that you've said that. Now it's making me feel like there's a lot of things that we all might say because music might say it in a certain way.
Of course.
And then we just like assume
that's the way
that
say
culture
it.
Or that like area of the world says it like that. That's kind of, that's a real think piece for me right there.
Mm.
Huh. I'm a noodling on that
noodle,
now.
Noodle on that.
I'm a noodle all up on that. I'm a lasso that around my brain.
Don't rope it.
I wouldn't rope anything. That's not something I think anyone does. Oh, but hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've got some bronc riders listening right now. Right. Maybe they're going to come on here and say, all I do is roping. All day long.
All day. Well, we got the trail riders coming into Houston.
I know. I'm excited.
You know, rodeo time, the whole deal.
You guys, this is so exciting. And I know this is not Survivor related, but I don't care. Okay? When you listen to Texas Girls, you're going to get some Texas info. Okay? We're just going to lay it out there. It's so cool when trail riders come in town. No? Like, they just, they come right down the highway. And like, they
trails. Actual trails. And, like, not trails. Actual, what are they called? Wagons.
Yeah.
Wagons, like horses. Wagons. You know, cowboys with hats and boots, the whole nine yards, people.
They all come riding from
down the highway.
Yeah. They go through all the different cities. Like, so now, and then they end in Houston. Like,
it's a normal thing.
They pick up people along the way that like add to the trail ride.
Yes. Yes.
But they come right down our highway. Like, we're going to drive by and they're just going to be like this long parade of horses and wagons and they're all going to rodeo. Like, this is what better way to get there?
Anyway, awesome.
I love it. Hey, you know something that we said we would talk about? And this really lines up well with trail riders, honestly. Because I wonder, what do they keep in their wagon? What can they pack? What do they bring? And we had said in a previous episode that we would hit up on what our Survivor contestants allowed to bring.
Right.
So I looked it up and I'm going to drop a little information on you guys.
Drop some knowledge.
Just a little bit.
Let's see.
Okay. So remember we were talking about ruched panty roos and like what the Joe, why don't they wear
bathing suit bottoms?
Shorts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the comments is that cast members are allowed to bring their own clothing, but the producers get to actually choose what they can take to camp.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So no doubt there's some boy shorts in the mix and whatnot that are like, nope.
They're like, chuck that one out. Wait a minute. Put this one on. Let me see how this looks.
That's going to get edited. So now the point of that, they say, is so that the cast is wearing camera-friendly colors. They also make sure there's no like logos or anything. And also like a variety of clothes so that they make sure like not everyone's wearing a black shirt. Or like not everyone's wearing a green shirt.
So you can, right. So they try can to identify like, people too.
Yeah. They try to mix and match, I guess, what people are wearing.
Okay.
They, they are, I guess in the past, they were allowed to have a luxury item. Do you remember that? Like
Colby, I do recall that.
Remember Colby had like a large Texas flag?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I do remember that.
So I guess that every once in a while, they're allowed to do that. When it comes to hygiene stuff, they have access to a container, I guess, that is there that has things like feminine products,
okay,
birth control, whatever vital medications they need,
okay,
contact lens solution, sunscreen, and insect repellent.
Oh.
Now, I thought that was interesting because we all know that they get bit up?
Well, have you not gotten bit up with bug spray on anyway?
I'm guessing it's probably like sand fleas or some crap. God, anyway.
I put stuff on and we live in suburbia.
Wow.
And I get bit up. So if I was in the jungle, you best believe I would look like
a walking welt.
Basically. I'd be like, hey, look at that huge bump.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so contestants don't get razors or toothbrushes or other conveniences. So the assertion is that most of the contestants probably have laser hair removal and like pro teeth whitening before. Like that's how they
end up. I already peeped out the white teeth.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, they look, I know filters and stuff on the cameras and, you know, the shows after editing, but some of those teeth are glistening white.
And they certainly are. And OPS, guess what else? So when I say birth control, so my mind immediately went to the pill.
Right.
But no, condoms also.
What?
They provide condoms.
You know what? I would like, and I don't, you know, I love CBS because it is home to my other love, which is Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
And they don't have a problem showing hookups on that show.
That's very true.
But Survivor has seemed to, they've really kept it pretty PG.
I think
G almost.
I think I would say PG, but yeah, I think you're totally PG. Right. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously people are canoodling and they don't want Survivor babies, you know, so not like.
Or do they?
Well, only sanctioned ones. Only Rob and Amber are allowed to have them. You have to get a license from Rob.
First you got to get engaged in the show.
Exactly. So that was just like a little bit of like tidbits of things that they're allowed to bring or not bring. So Sandra, despite sitting out, despite her team winning, she has shown a little bit of paranoia throughout this episode.
Yeah, definitely.
A little like, someone be coming after me. They best beware.
I wrote, don't come for her because she don't play.
Okay?
She already told, did these people just wake up next to her or what? Like, don't even play with her.
Well, so what do you think? Do you never talk about getting out the big dogs or because it's just too nerve-wracking?
Clearly not, because Tyson did. And now he's going to need to watch his back.
Very true.
But he doesn't seem like a scared dude anyway. Like, he's not scared by her.
I hope not. I mean, I hope that nobody who's actually won the game is scared on that level.
Not, okay, I won't say scared. I'd say like Yule. He's cautious. Correct. He's cautious. He's calculating. He doesn't make reckless moves.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks about everything really, really hard, I think. There's other people, you know, that just really kind of take their time to really ponder stuff. And I think those are the type of people that probably would not make those type of moves. They probably are going to wait till when it's prudent to do that.
Okay.
People like, you know, Adam, Tyson, I would say even Michelle, Parv, you know, Parv could, like, just Parv. Like, they could be reckless. They could just do whatever, like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to stir some shit up, see what happens. And those are the type of players that are, I think, more interesting to watch, but also signing their own death certificates, because if they put their names out there, put other people's names out there, they're going to come for them.
I mean, but it's so hard. It's like, come on, this is the freaking game. Are you really allowed to get like that irate over someone mentioning your name? Like, it seems like everyone's name's going to be mentioned. That would be my answer.
Everybody.
Listen, here's my truth with a bit of bullshit answer to every single time someone comes at me and says, did you say my name?
Okay,
here's what I'm going to say. Every single person's name's been mentioned.
Exactly.
That's my fucking line. That's my go-to line. You can come at me and say that.
What if I said you didn't answer my question?
I would say I absolutely did. You asked me if your name's been mentioned and I said every single person's name.
Right.
Are you a person? Then your fucking name's been mentioned. Okay, bitch. Go back and sit down and watch me win the challenge for your chicky kebabs. Okay. That's what I would say. You come up in my
room. And they'd be like this. Wah, wah. Let me slink away.
I know. As Sandra walks away, I like snap her bra. Like, and that's for you. Because I'd be a little bit of a harasser. Let's just get down to it. This is why I can't be on TV. Because you know
you you would snap somebody's bra?
Would I tweak
would
a nip?
You slap somebody on the butt?
How many days could I go, Aisha, with all those topless guys and not tweak a nip? Let's be real.
Tweak a
nip. How many days could I possibly...
Keep your hands to yourself,
But could I?
I don't know. I mean, because you tweak mine all the time. So, ooh, guys, I don't know.
I couldn't make it very
long. I have to, like, shield myself sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have to buy those plastic shields?
I gotta put my hands behind my butt, like, in front of my butt. You know, sometimes she grabs the back of my neck. I mean... Everything is possible.
It's fair game. I would have a really hard time.
If you've got skin, I will find it.
All right. I'll be like this. Was my skin mentioned? And I'll be like this. Everybody's skin was mentioned. Okay. Do you have skin? Then I mentioned you.
Well, we're only going to vote off the person who tweaked nips. Is it you? It would be like, you're the only one, Caroline.
I would be
sorry.
Like, how
bye
dare
bye.
You?
Bye.
I'd be like, y'all are just going to be a bored bunch of untweaked nips sitting around here.
Goodbye. She's off the island for good.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
For sexual harassment.
Oh my God. Yeah. We should talk about that sexual harassment from last season.
On
a slow episode day. We'll totally discuss that.
Please.
Okay, so let's get to tribal. Are we ready?
Yes, let's get
tribal
to it.
For silly. Or Sele.
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 Why do we have to say it? Like, wait,
who? Sele. What do they say? Sele. I think they just say Sele.
When you just said that, though, that sounded like from like a movie where you're Sele.
Like Jenna.
It sounds like Jenna. Sele.
And then Forrest Gump, y'all.
Oh, God, that was funny. Okay.
I don't know why we think that we need to have some sort of accent. I think it's just my normal thing. I just have to put an accent on everything because
like,
it's just
hey you guys,
kabob and sele.
Kabob sele. Yeah, right.
They're like Bali, right? Or where is this? I think they're just in the South Pacific.
Oh,
I think
crap.
I think they're in Bali. I believe. We need to look this up. And
I believe
exactly,
you.
It's somewhere like the French. What's it called? French Polynesia.
Sure.
Is that even in Bali? Is that where Bali? I'm terrible.
I don't know what you're doing right
now. Anyway, so whatever. Anyway,
let's get to tribal.
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 Let's do it. I need the music.
Wait, how's it go?
I don't know. Ba, ba, ra,
da. Da, da, da. No, that's like the Olympics.
Do, 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 do.
Right. Oh my God. Okay.
So they move on to tribal and we are playing super weird. It was weird because they all just kind of, okay. So Adam like tried to come for Rob.
And okay. And
that didn't work because Rob was like, you're stupid. Like, shut up. You're already putting your, you know, you're already telling everybody what they already know. Like, I loved how he like kind of put him in his place, but at some point it just didn't work. I mean, I think Adam thought he had it in the bag, like he was gonna get Parv out.
Okay.
He genuinely looked floored when Ethan was voted out, as I was.
I mean, I feel like everyone was because Ethan didn't seem, I don't know, you guys strategically.
That means Jeremy, okay, let's just
okay,
say this.
Let's talk
this
through.
Means that Michelle and Jeremy flipped.
For sure.
Okay. When Rob came to Michelle and Jeremy and told them that they need to go for Adam, they decided they were gonna go off and have their own conversation and be like, do we wanna do this? Do we want to go with Parv? Do we want to go with Adam? Or do we want to weaken Rob somehow and not go for Parv and go for Ethan? So really, it was Michelle and Jeremy that came up with that.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that then probably included Denise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who voted for who, but like on the actual votes.
Right.
They are the ones who kind of orchestrated the whole thing, I believe. So that was a very smart move at the like last minute to get Ethan out.
I didn't feel like Ethan was a big enough threat, and maybe I'm...
No, but it's there's number... It was a direct shot at Rob.
Right, he was his number...
Not your
like
number
three.
One. I'm not going to come for your number one. I'm going to come for your number
okay, yeah.
two.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
really get you in the gut.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay, that's fair. I just feel like he just wasn't... You know, sometimes you keep around somebody who you know you could beat?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Parv was the one that you can't beat, and you took out the one that you could easily overshadow. Although, Ethan did have a very compelling story, what with his medical history, where if given over to a jury who gets to decide fates, maybe he's so empathetic, you know, that or what's the word I want to say? Sympathetic? Maybe his story is right. So, you know, full of overcoming things.
Right,
he beats the average Joe. So maybe getting
where the jury wants to. Yeah, the jury wants to award him.
So maybe you have. Maybe his story in general is more compelling.
That's a little early for all that.
It does. It does to me too. But
that's why
at
I don't
the same
get
time,
it.
I don't know. He just
there's only
seem...
there was only one other person.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing was, they could have just gone with Parvati and just
bit the bullet.
I mean, everybody else was saying her name. Why not just go with that?
Rob would be mad, but like Rob's got to be mad sometimes, you know? Do you think Amber lives her life around Rob the way that everyone else does?
Hell no.
I wonder about that now that
absolutely
I like, think
not.
About it.
Because he probably takes a complete backseat.
Do you think?
Yeah, their
I'm
lives.
So curious.
I can't imagine that he would be that way.
Especially them being home. Like contestants like this. Like, do you think she bows down to his shit? I want to see them on the same tribe. I want to see
that would have been really, really fun.
Well, I think it's still gonna. I mean, I still think it's gonna happen. I think she comes back in the game. I don't see how they don't have her come back in the game.
That would be interesting.
So if they do, though, think about that. Wouldn't it be interesting to watch Rob have to shut up to what Amber says?
I'd love it.
Is that how it plays out? Ooh, I do want to see that.
Stay tuned, baby.
Women, 2020.
Women, females.
Female
empowerment. Hashtag female.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything else you want to add here?
Well, other than I will not say anybody's name that I really love anymore. No. I'm not going to end this episode and sign any more death certificates.
I think that it's wise not to have a hashtag RIP your favorite player.
I'm going to say shout out to Jeremy for liking one of my posts.
I love that.
I was like, hey.
Hey,
Jeremy.
I love when any cast is willing to come out on social media and interact with fans. I think that's amazing. Always fun. Always cool. So yay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Y'all totally follow our Instagram. Go look. Go check out Twitter at Pod Clubhouse. So Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah.
The whole shebang.
We're all over. We're not just on the island, y'all. We're on everyone's
freaking we're on everyone's
phones,
island.
Okay? We're up your dippy is the main point, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Caroline.
Thanks, guys. It's Aisha at Pod Clubhouse.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.